Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, friends. It is Fat Tuesday. How are you? Mardi Gras. It's here. Well, it's not here, but it's there. I'm Crank Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. And we are good to go for more fun over the next 4 hours. Thank you for joining us. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 here on the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. By the way, I measured my hand. I put it out there. It's out there for you to see. Check it out at CraigESPN. Pete Shepherd is at PSHEP326 with the rundown of our show and many other things as well. Pete, how are you today?
I retweeted your hand picture.
Thank you.
Disgusting, but I retweeted it.
How's my hand disgusting?
It's not creamy like George Costanza's.
No, well, I'm not a hand model, but I am bigger than Joe Burrow. I'm almost Tua-sized. So give me my $20 million contract, please.
I usually don't do this, but I will start a quote from one of my favorite coaches now, really, of just for quoting purposes in the NFL. Bruce Arians.
Oh.
Bruce Arians said today, among other things, which we will get to. I can't find it.
God. You print? Well, I'm begging you.
No.
Print this stuff out.
No, I had. It's nothing that's frozen. I just have a lot of stuff here so I don't forget it. Bruce Arians said today at the Combine, warned against Combine darlings. Quote, you might run a 4.3, but your tape says you're 4.6. You might run a 4.6, but your tape says you're 4.4. The tape don't lie. The combine lies. You can fall in love with the combine and get your ass broke.
That can happen.
Thank you.
That can
Translation,
happen.
Basically, you learn nothing.
Hold on. What that means.
Yes, it does.
That's what I interpret it as.
I have one
nothing.
Question. Is he
combine
there?
Combine lies. Quote.
Is Bruce Arians in Indianapolis?
Yes, he is.
Why would he willingly choose to go from warm and sunny Tampa Bay to Indianapolis, Indiana, one of my former hometowns, in February? Why would he choose to do that if he was going to learn nothing?
Here's the reason. It's a change of scenery. Let me tell you, you learn nothing about the 40-yard dash. You really don't. But that's really what you learn. To me, you learn nothing from the 40-yard dash, and you learn nothing from somebody throwing to a receiver where nobody's covered. The rest of it, I will grant you. Yes, I think blocking, all that stuff, it's tongue-in-cheek about it. But those two, the 40-yard dash means nothing to me because it's not football speed, and it's very different. And throwing a fade pattern to somebody who's not covered means nothing to me. The rest of it, you can absolutely make a case. Yes, you can learn. I goof on it, but yes, you can learn. 40-yard dash means nothing to me.
I have been hankering for 3 years to get us to do a Sheeman and Shepherd and Chris 40-yard dash out of the parking lot.
Well, Chris
every
would
year.
Win.
I don't think
don't
so.
Don't be so fast.
I don't think I would win that.
Yeah, I think we should do a 40-yard dash to time it.
The last time I sprinted, I mean, you know, go up to 5.1, maybe 5.2 on the treadmill.
We'll allow for bigger numbers.
On the treadmill?
On the treadmill.
That's a brisk walk?
We're gonna mark off 40 yards in the parking lot out here, and we're going to go.
I think then I have to wear socks with sneakers, and I can't wear boat shoes. And
I guarantee.
In the parking lot? No way.
Your pride would take over, and you would actually try.
I would try. I would compete.
And then you would pull
the
hamstring right below the right buttocks.
Oh,
I'd absolutely know it.
There's a lot of things that could be. There's a lot of damage that could happen in a short period of time. You're right. Absolutely right. But I would have to do it. We'd have to be on grass or some sort of soft surface.
Grass?
Because I'll fall on the concrete. I know me at this day and age. I will wipe out. I'd have to be in a bodysuit like, what's his name? The fighter with 40 pounds.
Wilder.
40-pound suit on.
He was worn out before the fight started.
Yeah.
What a gimmick to get a third fight. I think Chris could do it, but I think he would be so winded.
Like, I could do what? Yes, I could run 40 yards. I couldn't sprint 40 yards.
Well, this is a dash.
Ridiculous.
It's not a jog. It's not a 40-yard jog. It's not a 40-yard walk.
Could we do a 40-yard dash under 10 seconds? Not 5.
Every one of us could do it under 10.
Yes, everyone could do it under 10. None of us could do it under, I'd say, 6.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think I'd like to think I could.
Chris, I got a 5'9 in me.
No, you don't.
I got a 5'9 in me.
No, you don't.
If I'm stretched.
I don't believe you.
Properly warmed up. I got a 5'9 in me.
Just don't believe you. I'm sorry.
Why do you refuse to believe me? Am I ever wrong? Am I ever wrong before?
Because that's the level of an NFL offensive lineman. And in my mind, picturing you running away from an offensive lineman in the NFL offensive lineman catches you every single time.
When Rich Eisen does it, what does he do? What's his time?
He's never broken 6.
He also runs in a suit and shoes.
No, he has cleats.
Does he? I thought he did it in shoes.
Schefter
did it with shoes on one time.
Under Armour has jumped all over this with Eisen.
Okay. Matt from Stream Song, thank you. Craig can scoot. No doubt about it. I mean, when you think Craig Sheeman, you think speed. No doubt about it. Wig says we can all do it under 6.
No.
Meatman says, do it in the grass, coming from a guy, meaning him, landing on his face, racing someone in the parking lot. I have no doubt that I wouldn't do it in the parking lot because I will go face first. I know I will. I would try too hard and go, you know, ass over tea kettle, and that would be not good for anybody.
You choose not to run.
I would run grass.
There's no level grass around here. It's dips and valleys.
We have parks. What is that?
Somebody's vacuuming again. Can we please inform the staff at Bees the Media that the Sheeman and Shepherd show is on the air from 2 to 6 and any vacuuming outside our non-soundproof studio should take place before we get here or after hours, please?
I mean, it must be coming on with micro. I mean, I can hear it through my headset.
I absolutely can hear it.
Anyway. But how about Bruce Arians? And Chris is out, but this is another thing. Bruce Arians said this today. Now, as soon as I told you the quote, immediately, and this is what, tell me what you guys think. Ask for examples. I've ended this from Greg Allman, who's been on the show before, from the covering the Bucks for the Athletic. Asked for examples of NFL quarterbacks he'd pick up the phone for in free agency. Bruce Arians replied today, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers is another guy. We'll see. Is that not tampering? No.
He cannot say that.
Yes, he can.
He can't.
Philip Rivers is no longer under contract by the Los Angeles Chargers. I agree with Tom Brady. Philip Rivers, both sides have announced he's no longer a Los Angeles Charger.
But he's still under contract. They're not going to continue on. He's still under contract till March 18th.
I don't think that's tampering. The Brady one, maybe. Probably.
Now, how about this? Now, Mike Vrabel today was also asked by Phil Perry, another friend of mine from up and down the combine, went to Vrabel and asked about Tom Brady, and Vrabel got a little snippy. He asked that the discussion in Boston, the Titans would be a good fit for Brady. Vrabel said, "Why would you say that's a great fit? I'm just curious." Phil replied, "Win now, good weapons, good line, knows the coach." Vrabel said, "We were 9-7. I know a lot of players in the league." Mm-hmm. That's a good generic.
It's a better answer.
Response.
That's a better answer.
I think Bruce Arians could get a little note from the commissioner about.
I think he will.
What he said about Tom Brady.
I agree.
He's the first coach I've heard say that. And Chris is right about Philip Rivers, but about Tom Brady, you can't do that.
No.
Let's see.
Row the boat is texted in. Craig, I'm thinking lip speed is all you got. LOL. Meat Man says, I'm picturing Forrest Gump right now. Run, Sheeman, run. Sign the Meat Man. Wig says, think about it, guys. It's 120 feet. Don't think of it as 40 yards. Think of it as 120 feet. Somebody said we should do a listener texture party with the run.
No.
All right. I got.
We can run down the hall here.
It's not.
I'm not running anywhere.
He's winded because he just ran down the hall just now to tell the engineer, whoever was vacuuming, to stop vacuuming. Am I correct?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I just shut his door.
Oh, really? That was a more passive move. All right.
I'm in a mood today.
I'm sensing
I'm a little on edge today.
Why? Before I send it to the rundown?
There's just some stuff going on, just unnecessary headaches.
Is this program director stuff that I don't need to be concerned about?
It is, but it shouldn't be program director stuff. It should be other people's stuff, not me stuff, other people's stuff.
All right. I didn't sense this bad vibe before today.
No, not sales. It's just
I did not sense this bad vibe earlier today since the microphones went
Something
on.
Something happened.
Just now?
Nah, right before the show.
It did?
Oh. Yeah. I don't want to get him in trouble, so I'll tell you guys off air. I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah. Let's play.
Let's take a guess.
I think we should let's take Chris and nestle in the bowels of our respective bosoms and ask, can we help?
No.
Can we help?
No.
How do we ease your pain?
You know, we got a lot of juice around here. You want me to start making some noise?
No, it's fine. It's good.
Your idea of making noise is banging on the counter and watching this place fall apart and knocking us off the air.
Yeah, telling me to go deal with the noise.
By the way, I appreciate that.
Ooh.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But you didn't really want it. After what you've been through the last 15 minutes, obviously, that was a...
I did get a pretty sweet haircut today, though.
You got a half a haircut.
I got a half a haircut. The front.
You got the sides cleaned up over the ears. A little bit on the front and none on the back. This is your third consecutive haircut where you have not touched the back. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow's out there going with one of the best looking fades I've ever seen.
No, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
No,
stud.
He doesn't
About
get it.
About to be
it.
The number stud. One pick in the draft.
Stud.
I get it. mullets are back.
Is your wife, has complained the last two haircuts. Did you tell her you're getting a haircut today?
Mullets are not back. Where are mullets back?
She's expecting you to come home today with a tight head of lettuce and...
Oh, I got some cabbage flowing out of the back of my
ball
cap
mullet,
when I got it
on. I think, you know, all ball players, Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, if that's what you're going for...
He is going for that.
It'll be there.
Okay.
They're back.
So she's going to be upset. She's going to be staring at you, right? Like at dinner time when you're walking around the counter.
She says she doesn't like it,
uh-huh.
But she likes it.
Really?
Yeah.
She likes running her fingers through your hair?
Hand, back of the head, if you know what I'm saying. And it, yeah, she likes something to hold
on to. By the
way,
is there anything better than a scalp massage? Like, you ever have a, you know, when you get your haircut sometimes, you know,
I didn't splurge for that today. I just went with the standard cut.
Time now for our Sports Center rundown. Here's
Mullet Man.
Here's Mullet Man, Chris.
All right, your daily traffic update. The Red Sox are playing today. They're hosting the Orioles, so I-75 and Daniels probably going to be a little bogged down for a while. Got multiple reports that Deontay Wilder will request a rematch with WBC World Heavyweight Champion Tyson Fury. The loser of the fight, the second one, had 30 days to request a rematch per the contract. And the RNA announced earlier today the Open Championship in 2023 will be played at Royal Troon.
Asked about Tom Brady. Chargers GM Tom Telesco said moments ago, he's a good player, but added, quote, I don't think it'll be good for me to comment about upcoming free agents.
See, that's because it's tampering.
Bruce Arians
screwed up. It'll be fine.
Yeah, pick up the phone and talk to Tom. Philip Rivers, too.
All right. Also, before we get too deep into the show, this is usually the part where we do a little nightly recap of last night. I went 1-1 in Skittles activity, the Florida State game. Nice pick. Which one of you two gave me that?
Pete gave me that.
That was solid.
That was a good pick.
That was a good game, by the way.
Yes, it was.
That was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it was down early,
but
Florida State went on, I think, a 15-0 run in the second half and never looked back.
Florida State football wishes they had half of that atmosphere at a football game.
They are so tough.
ESPN.com has an article out today, How Does Florida State Football Get Back on Track?
How does it?
I didn't read it.
I think they're headed in the right direction.
I think the first step of getting rid of... who's the coach?
Taggart. Willie Taggart.
I think that was a good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Now, I did not do well. There was a huge point spread in that 76ers-Hawks game. And
it wasn't big enough.
It was close for a while. I'm getting tired. I mean, look.
You got Embiid.
Philly at home is impossible, but it was like a 9-point spread. I bet. I paid the price.
I got Embiid. Yeah, that's all it was.
But Embiid, okay, the game's out of hand in the last minute. Embiid's jacking up threes, trying to get a personal high 49. He's shaking and baking, dancing back. I mean, it's a bad look when you're up by what? It was almost 20 points at that point.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a lot.
That's a bad look.
24, I think, wasn't it? At the end?
Yeah. I mean, okay, great. You hit a three. You got your all-time high 49. Everybody's happy, and you're doing a little jig there. I don't think it, you know, he's doing his dance. I don't think it looks good.
Did you see the last play of the game?
Yes.
When they tried to dribble out?
Yes.
He flipped off the other player.
He stole the ball from him, and Embiid gave him the finger.
Yeah. Well, it looked bad.
Hey, Joel, let me and to you 76er people out there, you know, you're done in the first round of the playoffs. You can mark that down. You're done in the first round of the playoffs. You're great against the crap teams. And then Joel Embiid disappears against Milwaukee. Where the hell was he? Look at this. We've gone through this. What they do against good teams and bad teams. And they can't win on the road. They are going to be in serious trouble in the first round of the playoffs. I don't think they'll be out of the first round. I don't care who they play.
Well, I want to see who they play, and their home court does matter to me.
Their home court's it's fantastic, I agree. But in the playoffs, the games get shorter, things get tightened up.
I agree wholeheartedly, but I'm going to wait. But yeah, I don't expect them to get past the second round either. This team is not going, and they'll have to fire the coach because they almost fired him last year. And they got to figure out find a way to win on the road, and they need more discipline. And I'm sorry, Ben Simmons, by the way, when's he coming back? Is that like indefinite now?
Indefinite.
You got to hit two
That's
shots
a post-it note, Pete Shepard.
Oh, what was that? Oh, out first
round? Yeah, the Sixers round. Will be bounced in the first round.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so meanwhile, update you on while the whole NFL world is converging in Indianapolis for the combine, hand measurements, I think 3-cone drills tomorrow. We're very excited about that.
Oh!
We have some sort of partial vote at 5:00 tonight with the players' union, but not the entire. It's fuzzy math. It doesn't seem like it's a binding vote, but there's some kind of vote on the owner's proposal at 5:00 tonight.
Yeah, what is?
Very confused.
Well,
is it like 11 members of the?
Yeah, it's
NFLPA would be represented today. Today's talks with the league by the 11-member executive committee and 5 player representatives, not all 32 of them.
Well, which the 11-person committee or whatever executive they're calling it, executive committee, that was the one that they voted 6-5 in favor of distributing
on
the
Friday.
Right. Was that Friday? Yeah, it was last week.
Yep,
yeah,
it was Friday.
I'd like to know who the lucky, you know, with the 5 players that are going.
I don't know.
I think that depends a lot. I wouldn't want, as a guy who wants to get this thing done,
right.
I don't want Richard Sherman there. A guy who's going to bitch about anything that's in there.
Yeah,
he'll bog it down.
I don't want Richard Sherman there. I don't want J.J. Watt there, who's already tweeted out this is a crap deal.
Well, the good thing is, I don't think J.J.'s the player rep.
Oh, he's not?
He's just talking.
Okay, he's just a mouthpiece.
I don't think he's there. He just got married. He's on his honeymoon. He got married last week. He's not going to Indianapolis for votes.
Good for JJ.
Yeah. JJ. She's a soccer player, I think.
Yeah? Professionally or just recreationally?
Used to play for the Houston Dynamo. Or not the Houston Dynamo. Whatever the female version.
Yeah, the Roughnecks.
Is it? That's the XFL. Which, by the way, the ratings are tanking in week 3.
Yeah.
I watched.
But she got traded right after they got engaged to Chicago.
Mm.
So now they got to do the long-distance relationship.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Are we talking about WNBA?
No, soccer.
NWSL.
Is that what it is?
National Women's Soccer League, yeah.
Well, that's NWSL. That's what J.J. Watt's wife. That's what J.J. Watt's wife does.
I couldn't name a team from the end. Yes, I could. The Orlando Pride. Boom!
That's for the women?
Get out of here. Yeah.
Besides Levitard calling all of us dummies today because we don't like the High Noon show that got canceled.
I liked it, dummies.
We all predicted it a year ago that would make it. It doesn't take a genius to be in this business 33 years, so no shows like that ain't going to make it.
Yes, it does.
No, it's
a joke. We're all geniuses.
That was as easy a bet as you could have possibly been. But besides that, I thought they did bring up an interesting point today that your soccer team in Miami doesn't have a corporate sponsor, and they're going out and maybe Qatar Airlines may have to take the money.
Yeah, they don't want to.
They don't have any corporate sponsors.
Yep. Yeah. The whole Inter Miami thing started off with a lot of hype around it, and it feels like it's quickly fizzling. David Beckham makes the announcement, new stadium. They go to break ground on the stadium. Uh-oh. Turns out a lot of arsenic in the ground.
So I got to pay
a couple $1 million to get that thing cleaned up. They're in a temporary home in Fort Lauderdale right now, which the fan base is not excited about having to go to Fort Lauderdale for all the home games. We were promised worldwide stars on this team. Have not had one of those signed yet. A couple of nice pieces, nice players, but nothing that's going to get like you guys excited. Oh, this guy played on the Spanish national team. Nobody of that caliber.
Did David
caliber.
Beckham think he was just going to pick up the phone and say, I'm David Beckham, you're going to play?
Yeah, well,
much like Michael Jordan with his NBA franchise. Yeah.
Every year what ends up happening is the best players in Europe who are kind of on the final two holes of their career, if you will, they normally come over to the MLS. The competition level's not as high. They can still play at a high level, get paid, and kind of get their name, their brand into America, where maybe there's a post-playing career opportunity. Mm. And that's the draw for MLS. And right. Other teams have been able to get, like, big-name guys.
Yeah.
Not in their prime, obviously, but big-name guys.
But they were talking about, you know, forget MLS. I mean, they're having a hard time. I mean, the Florida Panthers, the Marlins, like you said, the whole market is having a hard time getting big-time corporate sponsorship. Well, and the soccer pro.
It's always been a quirky market.
It has, but it's especially now more difficult. And then you have, you know, the hypocrisy. I mean, the NBA still does business with China, for now anyway. A lot of businesses do in this country do businesses with shaky companies, and Qatar Airlines or whatever it's called. I mean, it's basically slave labor what they're doing over there. They force people to work 25 hours a day, 24 hours a day, or 25 hours a day, 9 days a week to build their stadium and get nothing.
Well, and they're starting to get a little backlash because this Qatar Airways is going to be the jersey sponsor.
Oh.
There's not a great human rights track record
right
over there.
Yeah.
So now there's a whole nother side to backlash with this team. So, but hey, season starts Sunday on ESPN.
Really?
Yep.
But we don't have players.
Against the best team in the league, LAFC. Yahoo.
LAFC?
Yep.
They're no longer, wait.
No, there are two teams in Los Angeles now. There's LAFC and there's the Los Angeles Galaxy.
Which one plays in the Chargers Stadium?
The
Galaxy?
Is the Galaxy. Yeah.
And the other place has their own stadium in addition?
Yeah, the other place has, the LAFC has their own stadium.
Wow. I did not
and they're
know
the best team in the league, like, by far.
How do you know? There have been no games yet this year.
Last year, they were the best team in the league by far. Them and Atlanta have separated themselves. They're the best.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Exciting stuff. XFL and MLS this weekend.
And what game? What time is the match that you hypothetically gave me in some insight
love
on?
Love this
there was
segment, guys.
I hate it.
UEFA Champions League action going on today. Two matches starting at 3 o'clock.
Three. All right.
You got Bayern Munich and Chelsea playing. I don't know the other game. I think Barcelona's playing in the other one.
I'm going to warn our audience right now. It's not often that
Napoli.
Chris suckers me into some Skittle activity, hypothetically speaking, but that's usually when I get my goal calls going during the airwaves.
Please don't, please.
Yeah, Chelsea hosts Bayern Munich. Napoli hosts Barcelona.
What's the over-under on this? How many times are they going to be screaming goal today?
The total in this game, I don't have it pulled up right here. I'd imagine it's around three.
Wow, okay. You know when I do that, my voice is very scratchy the next day on the air. Have you noticed?
Shocking. Do you know I go deaf on the way, you know, did I go deaf?
How's that possible?
Huh?
How's that possible? Y'all turn me down. I have to scream over the VU pots, the meters. That's radio lingo.
Thank you.
Speaking of radio lingo.
Yeah.
There's an incident out in Cleveland today. I like to keep people posted with stuff that happens in the business because we make fun of athletes that do this stuff. And so I think the biggest part of what sports radio media knuckleheads hide behind is when it happens to our own. And it's happened to our own Tony Grossi, you dumbass, who's out in Cleveland, who's hated by the Browns anyway, for whatever reason, made a very derogatory comment when he thought he was off the air about Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Basically made a compared him to a derogatory term for little people with an F word before it. Bye-bye.
On the air?
He thought he was off the air. He thought they went to break. He's at the combine. Thought he went off to break. In
oh,
fact,
gosh.
This guy, Jeff Risden, who writes for the Browns Wire and NFL draft guy, said Grossi was sitting behind me in the media center. He got a call, said, oh, bleep. No, 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 no. And hurriedly exited the room. He was not at the Barry Stefanski pressers, which took place about 30 minutes later. So
wow.
Then ESPN Cleveland released a statement that he's suspended indefinitely.
I was going to say, who gets fired? The guy that said it or the board operator back who probably wasn't paying attention when they went to break? Yeah, you got to act. You got to be a cohesive team.
And we played. I played to the clip.
Yeah,
before.
I heard
it. We can't play it on the air.
That's
but,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. When we get back, real sports. No more soccer talk.
It's a big day for football.
No, but I'm going to get back to football because when we come back, I'm going to tell you, Chris, and all you Fins Up fans why you need to be sweating bullets regarding the upcoming NFL draft and Tua not being available at five. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Yeah, and guess
that's
who,
number one.
And guess who loves Miami?
Number two.
I've got a whole new outlook on this year's NFL draft.
Right, we're going to do a deep dive.
Fifth outlook in 5 days.
It changed about an hour and a half ago.
And that's about the pace that it changes for you. And the Carolina Panthers, according to one source, have made up their mind on quarterback and Cam Newton. I'll tell you what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, tonight, college basketball, NC State and North Carolina. So you Tar Heel fans, if there are any left.
We're still here.
And you can't watch on the ACC network. We've got them here tonight on 99.3 ESPN. 8:45.
Well,
it's a little bit late.
It's actually on ESPN, but that's okay.
Is it? Okay.
Of course. Come on. A rivalry game like the Wolfpack and Tar Heels? Of course.
Sure. So we got that going for us. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Yeah, that
like
reminds
this.
Me.
What's
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule, PChef. That's G-A apostrophe Rule.
The guy who trained Batman?
Who?
Ra's al Ghul is who Pete was talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. This does remind me, we will have Master Pete Theater at 3:45.
Ja Rule's playing tonight, downtown Fort Myers, Centennial Park.
Nice.
Is that why that's...
That's okay. Right.
Good job. Way to tie it all together.
Ja Rule had his day in the sun for people of a certain age.
He's washed up now?
No, I'm not saying that he's washed up now. I'm saying he was at one point probably talking early 2000s. Top of the game.
Bigger than Biggie?
Biggie was dead at this point. So
bigger than Tupac?
Again, dead at this point. But Ja Rule,
early
2000s, was right up there.
Really?
Right up there. He figured out how to do the rap thing with a girl doing the R&B thing in a love song, and it always worked.
Oh,
it worked really
good
well.
Good formula.
Yeah, great formula.
All right, very good. Is he East Coast or West Coast? What's
Ja Rule, I don't know where he's from.
I'm going to read this text from Anti-Pete Guy on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line because this is an excellent question and an excellent public service announcement by me. He says, I looked all over the internet, can't find any information. Maybe you guys would know. Can I get any ticket to Hammond Stadium Twins game and still be able to go to the beer garden right field and drink? Or is that a separate section you need a ticket for? Answer to the question, any ticket gets you in and you can go anywhere in the ballpark. It is a fantastic venue to watch spring training baseball.
Unless there's a lot of ballparks have, and I'm not sure if even JetBlue or Hammond had, maybe they might have a couple hundred seats that are non-alcoholic sections you might not be able to go to, but I'm not sure that even exists down here.
The only ones at JetBlue where I found I have a tough time getting to is the monster seats. You got to figure out a way to sneak your way up there.
Yeah, right? That's
Or buy a ticket for it.
It's like that at the real Fenway too. You got to might as well.
You can't
try
just
to
get
break
up there.
Into Fort Knox and try to get up there. And it's obstructed. It's a nice take one time. It's obstructed view. It probably better at JetBlue because it's smaller. There's not as many seats up there. But
now, before we get into why the Dolphins are screwed in this draft if they want Tua, another development has come up on the show here. As you know, Chris watches religiously with his wife, The Bachelor. Now, the only reason I am even up to speed, I do extra work behind the scenes to keep my thumb on the pulse of pop culture in America. So now what I've been able to deduce from just 30 seconds of social media last night, but Chris wasted 2 hours of his life last night, and we still have the same amount of information, minus a few gaps. there's some suite where these finalists are is it three finalists?
Yeah, three.
All right, but
so
down
they're
to
all
three
in
on
the
same
Bachelor.
Suite now. They're moving in.
I have one question. I'll shut up. Is the hot producer still part of this whole thing? That's all I want to know.
It's still lingering out there. Yes, the hot producer has been pictured with pilot Peter a couple of times since the filming has concluded for The Bachelor.
Okay, so I see three hot, straight hair, long hair brunettes.
Right.
This guy definitely has a type.
He clearly has a type.
Blondes not need apply.
Uh-uh.
How many blondes were in their original corral
rotation? Couldn't give you the answer to that question.
Half? Just more than one?
Maybe not quite half.
Bunch?
Maybe not quite half.
All right.
A blonde didn't make it to number four.
You said your wife even noticed.
Yeah, right. She said last night, wow, there are no blondes this late
in
the game.
Well, she's blonde, so she's feeling discriminated.
I don't think it's that, no.
Okay. So, all right. So pick it up from there. How's this going down?
So last night was Fantasy Suites. If you don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, Fantasy Suites is an invitation to explore the physical side of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a room for the night at the penthouse.
Wow.
We'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Okay. Unseemly.
Again. Okay.
Seems like
forget my evidence.
Seems like the halftime
ignorance.
Show of the Super Bowl.
Where is the penthouse? On the where exactly
they're in
are?
Australia right now. They're so, in Australia.
So
they travel the globe.
The
they travel the globe.
Where's the penthouse that related to where they shoot the main
I
show?
Don't. Oh, the main show starts in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then they travel
Australia.
All around the world. Like this year they've gone to Cleveland, they've gone to Puerto Rico, and they've gone to Australia.
But I'm saying the penthouse, they're in Australia now, so the penthouse is, you know, like down the street from where they're currently filming?
I don't know. It's at the hotel where they're at.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So this are we done for this week, or is there action tonight?
Yeah, so where we left off last night, Madison last week gave Peter the ultimatum, if you sleep with another girl, I'm out. I'm done. I can't get engaged to you knowing 6 days before you proposed you slept with somebody else. Perfectly legitimate point for
Absolutely.
Madison to bring up.
As opposed to 12 days ago? Does
however,
that really matter?
However, Madison, you knew what you signed up for when you signed up for The Bachelor. Mm. You know what Fantasy Suites is about, and you know Peter is not one of these guys who flaunts his virginity like he's gotten down. In fact, when Hannah was The Bachelorette, they did it 4 times in a windmill. One day.
Windmill.
Anyway, Madison walked off. So now we're down to Victoria, and we're down to, what's the other girl's name? Anyway, we're down to the final two.
Oh.
And next week, Girls Tell All episode. That's going to be exciting.
Okay. And then it's over next week?
No, then we have another week where he proposes to one of them, and supposedly that's where everything hits the fan. That's where
Says, I like the producer of the show.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's also a little nugget floating out there. One of the other contestants got knocked up. She's pregnant now, so he has to call
from
off.
From her? I mean, from him?
Yes, from him. So we don't know. We don't know what the deal is. There's been no leaks. It's unbelievable. Been no leaks this year.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Well, can I get my TV nugget? Reason we don't have to just, I'm telling you, because I think I put people on the right path for a lot of good series. And this is one
Pete
of them.
Pete watches more TV than any human being on earth.
I'm in on this. And it got a lot of hype. And so far, to me, it's lived up to it. It is Hunters on Amazon with Al Pacino. And it is the best way I can describe it. This is going to be a crazy. I said this to Craig earlier today. The best way I can describe it is Mission Impossible meets Schindler's List.
Wow.
I know, big gap.
That's a
you'll
huge
know what
combo.
You'll know what I mean when you see it. It is so moving in so many different ways. It takes you back to some horrific scenes, but then it's basically Al Pacino and a bunch. It's based on a true story, and it takes place in the mid-70s.
Wow.
With Al Pacino and his gang, and they're not all, you know, they're not all Jewish. There are other different ethnic groups that have all their reasons to go after these Nazis who are still living in the country.
Wow.
And they have somehow, for 30 years, shielded themselves and identities and just fitted in all over the country. A lot of it takes place in Florida, initially, in the Tampa area. At least the first couple episodes.
Intense.
But it is fantastic. Highly recommended. First episode's an hour and 20 minutes. Second one's an hour and 10. Highly recommend it.
Right.
Hunters on Amazon Prime. If you got it, it's
good questions. Great. Dolphins nostalgia. Is it comparable to Inglourious Bastards?
Yes. I can see where you could see some of that. Yes. Yes.
One
yes.
of my favorite yes. films.
Yep.
Really.
Inglourious Bastards. Yep. Spectacular.
Who's in that? I remember it by title.
Brad Pitt's in it.
Yeah, I thought it was Brad.
Quentin Tarantino.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a Tarantino movie.
I probably would like it.
You would.
Very good.
I like Pulp Fiction and I like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I haven't seen Inglourious Bastards.
Very good.
All right. We'll check that out.
Yep. But this is excellent. It's
All right.
So good. Anyway.
I wanted to read one more text before we get into the nuts and the bolts of the show here. Tank for Trevor says, have you guys talked about that 62-year-old Marine that did a plank for 8 hours yet? Yeah,
yesterday.
We did yesterday. I got to thinking about that. Because Chris challenged me. Chris said I couldn't plank for a minute. What did I say, 2 minutes?
Yeah, I don't think you could plank for a minute. But now we can't do that bit.
Why?
Levitard did it today.
Did he really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't listen to his show today.
Yeah, see, that's why when I told you yesterday we should do this, I thought it'd be good content for the show, but you didn't want to put your abs on the line. Air quote, abs.
I kind of want to do it to see if I can do a minute, but if it's old and played, I don't want
to. It's old
do
and
it.
Played at this point. It's old and played.
Now, when I didn't see it on TV. Were they hanging from a bar or something? I mean, how
do you know what a plank is?
Yeah, I know what it is, but I'm saying, how do they do it in the studio?
They just get on the ground.
You get on the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if Stu God said he wanted a pillow or something for his stomach?
Yeah, for his elbows, because so what you do is you get on your elbows, like you're in a push-up position, so you're on your tippy toes laying down.
Yeah.
And then you, instead of on your hands, you just get on your elbows and you keep your back completely straight, and that's the plank. It's supposed to engage your core to keep yourself stabilized.
We used to do them back, way back when I took martial arts for 2 years in Kempo. We had to do those a lot.
I want
to
see if he can do it.
Oh, I'm not going to. I'd make him have to get back.
I
need
I
at least a half hour of stretching.
For a minute? I could do a minute.
No.
Why do you look at me, discard me that I can't do it for a minute?
I don't think you can do it for a minute. We talk about during the break. We talk about what we eat at night.
Right.
What'd you do last night at midnight?
Are you going to just throw me out there in front
What'd
of the
What'd you do
naked?
Last night at midnight?
I got into the Samoas.
Naked?
Okay, exactly.
You wait, Samoas naked?
I wasn't naked.
You said you were naked.
I didn't have, nobody said naked.
Did he not just say you threw me out there naked?
You did say naked.
Well, I meant metaphorically.
It was a metaphor.
He just threw me out in front of the audience here.
Just colloquially put.
No, I'm not
it.
Walking around the house naked, opening up the refrigerator, looking for some s'mores.
I could see you. Bathrobe half open.
Jeez.
Fake pipe in your mouth.
Well, I just feel the challenge, but all right, I won't do it. I can do it. I can do a minute.
Sweetie, where are all the cookies?
Yeah. Well, they're getting.
Did you sneak them out?
I don't have to sneak in my household, Pete.
Hang on a second. Were you afraid of rustling any wrapping? Did you like go into another room to open?
Well,
were the cookies open already?
Okay, that's a legitimate question.
Yes, it is.
However, these particular box of cookies were in the refrigerator in the garage, and I stayed in the garage opening them up and uncrinkling them in the garage.
And isn't that
sad? And I put the first one in my mouth in my garage.
A grown man has to stay in the garage to eat a cookie. Afraid, fearful of his wife will kick his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
No. Right, right.
Literally.
No.
Don't worry,
but
Craig.
Emotionally.
I had a half a sleeve of Thin Mints last night and the half-baked Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah.
My wife found just the cookie dough and brownie bits that are in that, and I was shoveling handfuls into my mouth.
In like a commercial bag, they sell the product?
Yeah, yeah.
What, where?
Freezer aisle.
Freezer aisle, okay.
Right by the ice cream.
You know, Seinfeld also had a little
delight
scene. Remember when he said, you know, what I like about being an adult is, if I want a cookie anytime, I'll have a cookie.
Yes.
If I want to ruin my appetite, I'll ruin my appetite. That's the best part about being an adult, because I know there'll be another appetite following that one.
I remember the day. I could visualize it in my head at age 3, where, you know, at that age, you ask for permission.
Yes,
hey,
yes,
mommy, can I have a cookie? I remember one day she was in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen and I saw the cookies on the counter.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at her and I didn't ask this time. And I just went and I grabbed one.
Ballsy.
It was ballsy. And she didn't say anything. And from that moment on, whenever I wanted, game on.
So it's your mom's fault.
All the extra pounds I've gained over the years started on that one day in Westland, Michigan at age of 3.
Do you remember the old, when Bill Cosby was, when he said about his, you know, he said, people love children. He said, why? Well, they tell the truth. The children are so truthful. That's a lie. The only time they tell the truth is when they're in pain. So he talks about his 2-year-old, you know, going, you know, it's like Russell, you know, wanted a cookie. It was on the lower shelf. And he catches him. He said, I'll put it up here. So I go in the other room, and this child begins to build a very, constructs a very sophisticated ladder.
Yeah.
Climbs up, And then he's like, you know, but the thing about the three-year-old is that they don't know that sound travels, and they're also not bright enough to hire a lookout. So he hears it rustling, and he goes in, and he's like, so what are you doing? And this honest child says, I was getting the cookie for you.
For you.
Great stuff.
Good one.
Can we go Cosby yet?
What?
That's
from himself. That's
a fair question.
No, it's a question.
I had the same thought when Pete started going down this road.
Well, I've said it before. That's what made the show is that original stand-up he did himself, which was in Toronto, that was on HBO Forever. It's one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen.
Right, but it's one of those things. Can you go Cosby yet?
I don't know. I mean, we don't play Michael Jackson bumper music on this show.
That's not true. Getting close to it. There's only one artist we will not play their bumper music.
Right.
R. Kelly.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. For obvious reasons.
I'll back you on that one.
Obvious reasons.
Sure, sure.
And I was really excited to tell you guys how my outlook on this draft has changed completely.
We haven't done that yet.
Completely. I was really excited for you started going Bachelor Talk on me.
Hot take at 3 o'clock.
Well, yeah. Stay tuned for 3 o'clock hot takes. You're absolutely right. We've got Sound Street next. And at 3 o'clock, here's how it's going to go down. We're going to talk about why the Dolphins are going to get screwed out of Tua.
No, you're wrong.
And Chris is just going to have to sit there and take it.
And suck it up, Craig. I'm with you. I can feel it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
No, I'm look.
Look, you can like
live in denial.
Live in denial.
I should run this franchise. I should operate it because everything I've said for the last year and a half has come to fruition. Every single thing. Yeah. I've been right.
All right. Mm.
Watch this. I made a bet the other day, Super Bowl for the Dolphins in the next 10 years.
10 years, gee. All right, so we'll crush Chris's spirits in 15 minutes. Then we've got Red Alert. Yes. And then we got Master Pete Theater. So the 3 o'clock hour is locked and loaded.
Yes, it is.
Later on, we got Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Later on after that, I'm going to be giving away a couple more tickets to the Redneck Mud Park over there with Trucks Gone Wild. That's back.
Woo!
That's a yeehaw. We got a lot going on. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepard.
All right, tonight a big vote for the collective bargaining agreement. 5 o'clock is what I'm told is when the meeting starts. On Golic and Wiggle this morning, Emmanuel, is it Acho or Acho? The former Texas player.
Acho,
former football player, now analyst, says he does believe there will be a strike.
If I can be blatantly honest with you, I think there's going to be a strike because of the 17-game season. The 17-game season is huge for management, huge for the NFL. When you think about TV dollars, we're talking billions of dollars will come in with that 17th game. Here's the problem. Players have started to wise up, and they're like, wait a second. You want us to play another game where the most we can garner is likely $250,000, and y'all are about to get billions? Something don't add up. So when I think of where we are with the CBA, unfortunately, I think there's going to be a strike, which can suit the players like Richard Sherman, J.J. Watt, multimillionaires. But to some of the backup linebackers like I was, some of the $100,000 guys, that is a huge, huge dilemma.
Mm-hmm. He's 1,000% right.
What?
That's my thinking.
Million percent right.
Million percent. Billion percent. Here's Adam Schefter, says the NFL really wants to get a deal done. This also on Golic and Wiggle.
The NFL has tried to structure it so that the players would say yes to this. The two sides have spent 10 months negotiating this. The NFLPA board who negotiated this thought this was a good deal to bring to its executive board. Okay? So there's been a lot of work that's been done over 10 months to try to get to this point. The players, and they're right, have a concern about that 17th game. The NFL's tried to come up with ways to alleviate that. And tonight, the two sides will sit across from each other, and the owners will have to explain and justify to the executive board why they believe 17 games in the regular season is a good idea, and either they'll believe it and take it, or they won't. That's up to them.
Thank you, Adam Schefter.
What do you think? I said no.
Oh, nothing's happening tonight.
No.
You never accept a deal this early. And we just may go a year without anything happening.
I wonder what the spread will be on the table.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's got to be high quality, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. With maybe those 31 people in there?
Maybe it'll be fast food.
Doubtful. Pizza? This isn't the White House.
The White House made it look really fancy. I mean, they stacked those hamburgers up in a triangle. I
like
mean,
a pyramid.
You can make it look good.
Like, yeah, it was like being in Egypt.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow, who does not have man hands, will play wherever he's picked. This is from the press conference at the NFL Combine. There have been rumors that maybe he wasn't so happy about being picked by Cincinnati. Here he is.
With any quarterback, fit is really important. But you don't have a lot of say in that in the draft. You know, whoever picks you, and you got to go play. So I'm going to try to make whoever picks me work. I think that my skill set is really diverse that can fit in a lot of different schemes. So I'm going to try to be the best player I can for whoever drafts me.
So man hands only 9 inches. My spread was almost 10. I put it out on Twitter at Craig ESPN. If you want to check it out, compare. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, do mine. I'll
compare body parts. Just go ahead.
I mean, I'd have the smallest hands on the show, right?
Yeah. You know mine's what they say. All right. Joe Burrow, his thoughts on the Miami Dolphins. We're going to get into this later.
You know, they have a lot of assets.
Yeah, they do.
And it seems like they've begun to build a team that can be successful in this league. You know, I don't know a lot about it. I'm just coming in year one as a rookie. So, you know, veterans and honestly, you guys know more about it than me, but they seem to be doing the right things.
Meanwhile, Tua Tagovailoa also spoke to the media.
It's unbelievable. They're both going to force their way to Miami. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
Tua and Burrow?
It's crazy. Burrow for 1 year, Tua the next year, and you alternate years moving forward.
Oh, that reminds me of the Aikman-Walsh situation in Dallas back in the day.
Bingo. Right. Worked out well for them, right?
Yeah, I guess. Here's a Tua update from Tua.
Up to this point, I've been rehabbing my butt off.
Literally.
You know, after March 9th, when I get clearance from my doctors, then it's full go up until my pro day. So. I'll be ready to go. Yes, sir. Well, it allows me to do everything. So this rehab process has been it's been gradually getting, you know, upped as far as workouts with what we've been doing. So just strengthening all the parts around the hip, you know, the glute, the hamstring,
the glutes.
Quad. You know, just being able to be ready that once March 9th hits and we're cleared to go, then I'll be able to do everything.
All right, here's Tua on his thoughts about the Miami Dolphins, presumably the team most interested in him, tanking all season. Tanking for Tua.
No.
What does he think?
I've been aware of that, not from my own knowledge, but from the knowledge of my teammates. You know, my teammates would tell me, hey, bro, look at this. You know, the Dolphins want you. I'd be flattered, but as a kid growing up, I mean that's like a dream, you know, to have an organization, you know, want you, especially the fans there, you know, you get the support from the fans, it's makes it big time. So I mean I've been grateful to have.
All right, the Dolphins think they're getting Tua. Tua thinks he's going to the Dolphins. When we come back, we will crush Dolphin fan spirit.
You
and
can't
Chris.
Do it.
Oh, it's
you
happening.
Can't do it. We're on cloud nine. It's the beginning of the Super Bowl run.
Here we go. That's next. Wild and
Super
Zany.
Super Bowl 58 champs.
3 o'clock.
Write
hour.
It down.
What year?
58.
What are we now?
We just did 54. It's about the right timeline.
I don't know. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.